everybody. This is Pastor AJ. I want to say that I hope you are doing well. I hope you and your family are both safe and staying sane as we navigate this kind of strange, unprecedented time in the life of our church. This week, you know, we received an order to shelter in place, and I know many of you are struggling to adjust to an upended schedule, as well as carrying worries both for physical health and safety, as well as financial realities moving forward. And so we want to just continue to remind you that Pastor John and I are available anytime that you would want to talk or pray with somebody, that even though we're not able to be together in worship, you are not far from our minds and our hearts, and we are continuing to pray for you. As we think about ways that we can continue connecting as a community, even though we're not able to worship together, one of the things that I wanted to try is inviting us to do a prayer exercise together where we are all kind of coming to the same passage of Scripture and asking God to speak to us both individually and as a community or a congregation. So what I want to invite you to do is participate in a prayer exercise today called Lectio Divina, which is a fancy Latin term that's translated divine reading. This is a way that people for centuries have been approaching Scripture and trying to hear God's voice through it. So sometimes when you sit down with the Bible, you can get into this very analytical mode of thinking. You're trying to understand it or, you know, piece different things together. And while that's good and necessary, this is a way of kind of breaking out of that mindset or that way of approaching the Scriptures and instead really seeing it as a tunnel or a pathway to be in relationship with God. We are going to invite God to speak through these words in a few moments and really try to address what's going on in our hearts and in our circumstances. So this is a short audio devotional that you can do, you know, at home as you're on the couch or reading Scripture. But this is also something you can take with you if you want to go for a walk or even as you're doing chores around your house. The idea is that we are going to be listening for God's voice and how He is speaking to us through this specific passage. And today we're going to do this with a passage from the book of Colossians in chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. So the way Lectio Divina works is that we will read this passage of Scripture three times. And each time you read it, you're kind of listening or looking for something a little bit different. So the first time we read it, you're invited to just hear the words of the passage and consider if there are any phrases or particular verses or images that are jumping out to your mind, anything that you feel your attention drawn towards. And then the second time we read through it, you want to be listening for those things that you are drawn towards and asking, why is it that God would want me to pay attention to this? Why is this particular verse or this word or this picture important given what's going on in my life right now? And then the third time we read it, we'll kind of ask if there is something God is asking us to do, if there is an action step or something that needs to change as a result of hearing the Scripture. So I'm going to read through the passage three times. I'll kind of remind you of what to be listening for and looking for, and then we'll leave about a minute or so for you to do some reflection and prayer. If you'd like more time, you're welcome to pause the recording and then come back to each reading kind of on your own timing. But the idea is that by repeating the Scripture, we are giving God ample opportunity to speak to us and guide us into whatever leading or whatever changes He may have for us this week. So again, we're looking at Colossians 3, verses 1 through 17, and I'm going to start our first reading. Again, you're listening for what maybe initially jumps out, what your attention is drawn to in the passage. Since then, you've been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So again, this first time around, you're just sort of thinking about what is it that jumped out at you? What is it that your attention was initially drawn towards? And we'll give you a minute or so to reflect on that. Okay, so the second time through now, you're thinking about why it might be that God is drawing your attention to those words or those verses. What is it about your life or your circumstances? What's going on in your heart that would make this word or this particular verse seem important and something that God would want to get your attention about? So again, Colossians 3, verses 1 through 17. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So again, take a moment to think about your own life, your own heart, and why it is that God is drawing your attention to the things that he's calling to your attention in this passage. So our last time through, you're thinking about what it is that you may be called to do or to change as a result of this passage. What is it that God is asking of you? Is there some action step you need to take, some way that you need to put these verses into motion over the next few days? What is it that God is calling you to do, practically speaking, in response to what he has said in Scripture? So one more time, here's Colossians 3, verses 1 through 17. Since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another, with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And so one more time, take a minute or so to just think and pray about what it is that God is calling you to do in response to this passage. I hope this was a meaningful experience for you. I hope that you're able to hear God speaking and leading you. A couple of things I want to leave you with. One, if you're doing this with your family or your spouse, or maybe even just talking with friends in the church this week, it can be helpful to share what it is that you felt like God was speaking to you or where your attention was drawn in this passage. Because one of the things that's really interesting is how God takes the same piece of scripture and applies it in so many different ways to each of us. And I know if we went around a room or heard from 10 people, we might hear 10 different things being pulled out of these same verses. So with your family or friends, it would be interesting just to hear what it is that God was doing and saying to each of you as you consider these verses. Lastly, I want to leave you with this question. You heard what God was saying to you individually, but I want to invite you to think and pray this week about what these verses might mean for us as a congregation. As we continue trying to navigate our life apart from one another, and as we deal with all of this turmoil and everything that's going on, is there something that God is saying to us as a congregation? Some way that we're being called to respond to the needs in our community and the circumstances that people are dealing with? You know, we are in this together, and even if we can't see each other or be with each other on a Sunday morning, God's Spirit continues to unite us as a spiritual family. And so I hope you will know one more time that you are not alone, that if you are dealing with something difficult or just need to have a connection, you are welcome to reach out to me, to Pastor John, to your elder or deacon. Don't suffer in silence. And don't think that you're the only one. I think we're all experiencing a lot of ups and downs over this time period. And we know that God has given us the gift of community so that we can support each other and encourage each other and point one another towards the truth of the gospel. Before we go, I want to invite you to join me in prayer. And again, just be able to hear and receive what God has for you this week. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that no matter what it is that we face, we know we can come to you and bring our thoughts and our feelings, our worries and our anxieties into your presence and trust that you're big enough to handle them. Lord, we thank you for Scripture, for the ways that you speak to us as your people. And we ask that you would continue to apply these truths and these teachings into our lives as we go through this week. Help us to hear you more and more clearly. Help us to make time and space to prioritize our relationship with you, to draw on you for strength and for leading. And Lord, we just continue to pray for your protection over our congregation and those that we love. We pray for wisdom, and we pray for courage that we will be able to face an uncertain future with hope, knowing that you are near and that you love us dearly. We thank you that we are not alone, but that we are your people, holy and dearly loved. And it's in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit we pray. Amen. Well, friends, that's it. Until Sunday morning, we want to invite you to continue watching and sharing our live stream. And again, feel free to reach out to the church office at any point if there's something we can do to bless and encourage you in this season. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.